been having a happy holiday season, which I hope you have too. And for the first podcast of the new year, I'm going to talk about a subject which I don't know a lot, but I found interesting quite of late, and that is the subject of football. For those of you who have been watching, it's been a pretty exciting season so far. Brett Favre has come back from people thinking he should have retired, and he's well past his prime 5 years ago, to having one of the best seasons of his life. Patriots still have an undefeated season with Tom Brady completing 92% of his passes in the last game. And both the Manning brothers, Peyton and Eli, are doing good. Not to mention Tony Romo is banging Jessica Simpson, so I guess he's having a good year. And that brings me to my point, which is this is definitely the year of the quarterback in football. Other years we've had exceptional running backs or defense, but this year it's all about the QB. And wouldn't you know it, every single one of those quarterbacks are white. Surprisingly, several years ago, with prominent black quarterbacks such as Michael Vick and Donovan McNabb, a lot of people predicting, well, that's the end of all these white guys. I guess that was the last position they were holding out, and now it's just going to be all black, like pretty much every other position in football. But wouldn't you know it, the white guys have made an incredible resurgence. And I think part of the reason for that is looking at the style of game they play. They're not these rushing quarterbacks who are all about outrunning the blitz and having a short rush running game, but more deliberate field generals who are all about the long pass and just accuracy and consistency, which all these guys have a lot of. So I don't think it's so much that they're white, because look at Ben Roethlisberger, who's also more of a rushing quarterback, who was knocked out early on and didn't have as good of a season, but more or less their style of play, which for whatever reason none of the other black quarterbacks have adopted. But I'm sure after this season, seeing the success these guys have had, definitely will be something to look forward to in the future. And probably another reason they're so successful is the overall improvement of defensive coordination and defensive teams being able to stop that running game and not being as effective. Quarterbacks who are able to move the ball down the field quickly by passing are proving to be much more effective. But overall, this year has several exciting stories. I mean, the Patriots are undefeated, Brett Favre still playing, the Manning brothers, Tony Romo, Matt Hasselbeck, whatever. So this is definitely an exciting year for football. So even if you're not a huge fan, I'm sure many people should check it out just to see the amazing games these guys are having. Well, that's it for this week's podcast. I'll talk to you sometime later, hopefully before the end of this year.